An area of high pressure was centered over the region last night, allowing for clear skies and chilly conditions. And following a cool and frosty start today, temperatures have moved up quite nicely, with highs running in the 40s and 50s across the area. That high pressure area has worked its way off to our east, and we're starting to see more clouds come in from the west. But we've had a lot of sunshine across most of our region through the day, so temperatures have responded quite well, and it's definitely a milder day than yesterday. Moving ahead, we'll see clouds continue to roll in tonight. It's a storm system that's on the move that is allowing for that moisture to increase, so clouds will thicken and lower, and eventually wet weather comes back into the picture. By tonight, there is the chance for a few light showers or some patches of drizzle or fog. Overnight temperatures will be mainly in the upper 30s to lower and mid 40s. Then working into the day tomorrow, we'll have mainly cloudy skies to start things off. Some showers or drizzle are possible during the morning. We'll have a better chance of some organized rainfall by afternoon. And at times through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow evening, the rain will be steadier and it's sometimes heavier, so there's the potential for some localized poor drainage flooding. Keep in mind that some of our storm drains are clogged with recently fallen leaves, so if you happen to have a storm drain nearby, it'll be a good idea to make sure it's clear of any debris before that storm arrives tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow will be on the mild side, so despite the cloudiness, a wind that will be gusty out of the south will push temperatures up into the mid to upper 50s. A few spots may touch the 60-degree mark. Showers will continue through tomorrow night, and they may linger into Friday morning, especially in our eastern areas through western New England. As the day rolls along, any rain will come to an end. We'll see breaks of sunshine develop, and temperatures will be running in the 40s and 50s. And that day will be followed by a cooler shot of air on Saturday, and it turns likely even cooler again by Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, becoming cloudy, chance of patchy drizzle or a shower, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy and mild, high 55 to 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, becoming cloudy, chance of patchy drizzle or a shower, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy and mild, high 55 to 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, becoming cloudy, chance of patchy drizzle or a shower, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy and mild, high 55 to 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, becoming cloudy, chance of patchy drizzle or a shower, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with periods of rain likely, breezy and mild, high 55 to 60. Region-wide on Friday, any rain will end, increasing sunshine, high in the 40s and 50s, and on Saturday, partly sunny, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.